The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here, back in the saddle for the second hour of the show. And we have a special guest on the line right now. I'd like to introduce Senator Jack Bailey. Good morning, Jack. How are you feeling this morning, buddy?
Good morning. Doing well. Excited. 1 week away from shotgun deer season.
1 week away from firearms deer season. That's right. You are shotgun county there in your region. How big of an area is your district, Jack?
I have the privilege of representing all of St. Mary's County and the southern half of Calvert County.
Southern half of Calvert
County. So we have about 140,000 residents.
You have a great region there for not only fishing but deer hunting as well. There's some tremendous deer in that area, that's for sure. Some big deer. And that is the background for what we're going to talk about. The shotgun deer season does begin next Saturday, but you have scheduled an event, which I find extremely fascinating. You are a proponent of returning to the deer check-in stations. You want to explain that for our listeners why?
Well, Alan, to give your listeners just a little history.
Yeah.
You know, I was an avid outdoorsman growing up as my you know, we did everything with my dad, my granddad.
I met your dad the other day. What a great guy.
Yeah, whether we were in the marsh or in the woods, you know, that's how we spent our free time. And it didn't matter whether we were fishing or crabbing or hunting or cutting wood, you know, you were just outside. And we grew up on a small farm in southern Maryland that, you know, in the summer you were cutting tobacco and doing things like that. But it was all associated. Everything we grew up about was all about your family and your friends, big social events. And one of the biggest events we had was when deer season opened, and you went to the check-in station.
That's right.
And you went there, and, you know, sometimes you were lucky enough to have harvested a deer. But other than that, you went there for the camaraderie, tell your story about what happened, listen to other people about their story, and that personal contact with the hunting community. And the thing was, back then when, you know, when I was growing up doing that, you know, 50 years ago, back then, even before we had so many women in the outdoors, it was still a family event. You still had the moms taking all their kids up there. You know, you were all, everybody was involved.
Right.
And I just think that in the, you know, I am the co-chair of the Sportsman's Caucus. And every year we have to deal with people talking about bills against trophies, and they talk about hunters that post all these pictures. And, you know, that's really, with social media, that's where the hunters were driven to.
Yeah.
Because they were driven to that when the state took away the check-in process. And
exactly.
I was just talking to some hunters, and I said, you know, I really wish we could do something to bring back the check-in process.
Sure.
At least have that ability to put all the hunters and like-minded people together And, you know, in our event coming up, it was, I talked to a couple local businesses that they have food trucks, and they were like, absolutely.
Yeah.
We all grew up doing that. And so we've got three big food trucks coming, and we are really excited.
Well, let's break it down and tell the listeners exactly what you're talking about. You're going to have a deer check-in event on the first day of deer season in St. Mary's County, Mechanicsville, and we've got a lot of things, not just the food trucks, but you've got a pretty good facility there. I saw the facility not far from your house there the other day, and you're welcoming hundreds of hunters, from what I understand, with not only food trucks, but you're going to have an opportunity for hunters to bring their deer right fresh out of the field and share those stories just like that used to be done at the check station. You've got scales there to weigh your deer. You've got one of our representatives from Bucks, Bears, Stags, our official measurer, Chuck Wilcox. He'll be there to take a look at some of the deer and put a tape on them. If anybody has a deer that they'd like to have measured from past seasons, Chuck will be glad to measure that deer for the record book. You'll have opportunity for fellows to donate their deer. You'll have taxidermy displays. I mean, this is a big event, and it all kicks off right at the end of the last day of the first day of a deer firearm season, when everybody's basically getting out of the woods, 4 to 8 p.m. next Saturday at Green Manor Farm. And it sounds like just a tremendous event. It sounds like you've got a lot of local support with the food trucks and everything else, and the hunting community seems to be behind you down there, which is great.
Oh, the hunting community has been one of my, that and the agricultural community has been two of my strongest supporters.
Sure.
And we are very excited. You know, one of the things we're also doing is, when it comes to hunters feeding the hungry,
right?
We have some frozen trucks.
Right.
And we have all the tagging, and as soon as the deer is checked in, if anybody wants to donate their deer, they don't have to go anywhere else. They can we can hang the deer right there in a truck, and then we're going to take it to the butcher shops that participate. So we can take in as many deer in the northern end of St. Mary's County. We don't have right here a butcher shop that takes the deer like that. So
right.
For the people here locally, it will be a little bit more convenient, where they can drop their deer off for the Hunters for the Hungry, and we can make that trip and take care of all the paperwork for them.
That'd be fantastic. Now, people don't know that the the Maryland tax write-off has increased from $50 to $75 for a donated deer. Now, sometimes the butchers run out of funding for donated deer, and they ask the hunters to pay for the processing if you want to donate a deer. Many do, but there's, and that processing fee can be anywhere from $75 to $120, let's say, in that range, ballpark. And if you pay for your processing and still want to donate the deer, and a lot of people go, why would I do that? Well, you can get a tax write-off on your Maryland state taxes of up to $75 and up to 4 deer per season. So, you want to be generous. Your butcher doesn't have the funding from Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry to accept that deer with no charge, and you want to pay for that deer to be donated. You're going to get a tax benefit back from the state of Maryland, which has been increased from $50 to $75. So just need to throw that in there, Jack, in case anybody is willing to do that.
No, that is a great point. I was happy to work on that legislation with Senator Hester.
Right.
And it worked out very well. It's given us a little bit more opportunity to make sure that we can
sure.
utilize the deer that are causing, our farmers this summer with the drought, really through some tough times, and the deer, and not to mention deer depredation, you know, on crops. But the other fact is right now, if you see the auto industry and you see how many deer are striking cars, we're at an all-time high.
We have Brian Eiler and Jonathan Trudeau on next week's show. We've already recorded that show. And occasionally the insurance companies will put out a report. State Farm was mentioned that in Maryland, on an annual basis, we strike between 30 and 35,000 deer on the highways every year. And that report just came out at 31,000. Those are the deer that are reported and claims issued for damages, for vehicle damages. You know, that doesn't count the deer that are, you know, run down on the interstates by the big rigs that just keep on trucking and, you know, and the deer's, you know, mush. But that's quite a number. Every year that's been consistently around 30,000 animals per year. And we'll talk about that on next week's show with our game mammal project leader, Jonathan Trudeau, and Deputy Director Brian Eiler. So it's all good. It's all good. I mean, there's a lot of deer out there. Deer herd's steady right now, about 225,000. Farmers do report a lot of damage. Of course, they've got options on their side as far as you call them, crop damage permits, and there's about 30,000 of those issued every year. I think we take between 10 and 12,000 deer on crop damage permits as well, available to the farmers, you know, 365 days a year with any firearm or weapon that they choose. And there are about 30 landowners who have applied for, 30-some landowners who applied for night shooting for deer for crop damage permits. So farmers have all the weapons in their arsenal, too, to take care of their deer damage as well. So, but tell us real quick about your trip to New Orleans or to Louisiana.
Yeah, we just got back yesterday evening. It was 2 days ago. I was sitting down in the bayou with one of your good friends, Jeff Crane.
Oh yeah.
And, we were down there eating alligator. But there are for your listeners that don't know, the Congressional Sportsman's Club that lobbies for the opportunity for hunters for them to have access and opportunity to go outdoors, whether it be fishing, hunting, trapping. That is the organization that that lobbies in Washington all year for that. And then there is the NASC, the National Assembly of Sportsmen's Caucuses. All 50 states represent legislatures.
And you are the co-chair for Maryland.
I'm the co-chair for Maryland. I also was elected and sit on the executive board for all 50 states. There are 12 of us and three alternates that sit on that board. And we represent all 50 states. We represent almost 2,500 state legislators.
Right.
So what is when we look at all the legislators of all 50 states, over a third of them are members of their sportsmen's caucuses.
Yep, and that's
so
a good
a
thing.
A third of every elected official. So when a when something comes up, I know last year we had to work in Oklahoma.
Right.
They were trying to do away with bow fishing in Oklahoma, and but we. Just last year alone, we did hundreds of legislation across the country, providing access and opportunities.
Sure.
And, you know,
we do have
one of the bills that I was so proud of in my tenure in the Senate was being able to pass the right to hunt and fish in
Yes,
Maryland.
That's a big deal. We've talked about it here. Yes, indeed.
Yep. And the Congressional Sportsmen, they're the ones that came in and helped, you know, provide a bunch of the historical data and helped us through the hearings and helped us talk to other legislators. So
sure.
We were able to get that done. I mean, there's many advocates that we had, but
I think in this last session, three or four states have passed the right to fish and hunt in their states as well. But I have a guest that has a question for you. The question is, with Sarah Elfrith being elected to Congress, will we see her proposed bill raising the sales tax on guns and ammo from 6 to 11% go away?
Well, I sure am hoping that that goes away.
I would bet somebody's going to take up the gauntlet, but Sarah won't be there in this coming session, General Summers.
Yeah, Sarah won't be there. She's moved on to Congress. But, you know, the one thing I was very proud of is when that bill came up last year, you know, there were many lobbyists and many organizations that came in. And, you know, you saw that bill they never even called it, you know.
Never came out of committee is what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah, and so that was so obviously we're facing a deficit in Maryland, but I hope that there was such strong opposition last year, and of course Sarah's very very popular and
sure.
You know, obviously a legislator that gets a lot done, very seldom does she have a bill that didn't move forward, and
right.
The fact that it didn't move forward at all was you know something that I think
sure.
was a win, and we are we actually talked about that at the summit this year. We had record attendance down there in Baton Rouge, and that was you know it's two packed days. We start at 7 o'clock in the morning and we go to 10 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yep.
Talking about policy and procedure and one state versus the next and how we can help, and we all get in the room and we all try to sort it out. So
gotcha. Well, Jack, we're coming up on we're far past our first break time. We got to get to that, and I just want to circle back to your event coming up this coming Saturday, November 30th, from 4 to 8 p.m. at Green Manor Farm, and that's on New Market Turner Road in Mechanicsville, not far from your house. And it's Senator Bailey's deer check-in event with storytelling and camaraderie and scales to weigh your deer and deer scoring. You can donate your deer, taxidermy displayed, and a lot of food trucks. Sponsorships are available at SenatorBailey.com. And this is by, of course, the Friends of Jack Bailey with John Raley as your treasurer. So, Senator, I thank you for joining us today. Glad to promote your event. Glad to bring us up to date a little bit on upcoming legislation, and we'll have you back again.
Yep, I greatly appreciate it. Good luck to everybody. Happy Thanksgiving, happy holidays, and let's have some fun in the and everybody be safe in the woods.
Thank you, Jack. Talk to you soon, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Senator Jack Bailey, St. Mary's County and southern portion of Calvert County with a interesting event coming up. How about that? All right. Where are we on our commercials? We are way behind. So I will keep these as brief as possible. And we got to get all of our sponsors in because they pay for their time. So right now I'd like to tell you about Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. You know, Backyard Billy's is having a sale till the end of November on all the stuff outside, all the sheds, all the furniture, some inside furniture. You can save money like never before on the, you know, all the, like I said, the sheds, the chicken coops, the dog kennels, the gym sets for the kids, you know, the swing sets and that type of stuff. It'd be a good time to check all that stuff out. And right now, though, I want to tell you that it's cold outside. And I'm immensely enjoying our fireplace insert right here from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. We've got the Enviro Model EX35, and Hearth America carries Enviro, Regency, and other top brands. They also have freestanding wood and pellet stoves. You know, if you got a room that needs heated or if you want to have a little alternative heat source in your great room for entertaining or whatever, it's a great way to go. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville, why not stop by the showroom? They're open 7 days a week, today, tomorrow. You'll be ready. You'll get ready. You'll start to get ready for the cold weather. Visit BackyardBillies.com, Hearth America Facebook page. The phone number is 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace, right off Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Now, our friends at Clyde Sports Shop. Look, a lot of people are looking for a new firearm. Well, I can tell you that Clyde Sports Shop is your full-line Browning dealer, and they can help you out with that, no question. If you're looking for a new rifle, let me remind you that Clyde's carries a beautiful bolt-action rifle, called the X-Bolt. Now, there are a number of different X-Bolts. There are camo stock, Cerakote barrels, suppressors on the, or not suppressors, but recoil reduction devices on the end. But there's also just your basic two, the X-Bolt Hunter. This goes back to the good old days of the wood stock and the, you know, the blued barrel. But this one's a matte finish walnut stock. It's got a matte finish barrel on it. Bolt action, satin walnut, checkered stock, matte blue barrel in action, detachable rotary magazine, a short throw bolt, and adjustable trigger. The X-Bolt Hunter comes in all standard magnum and short magnum calibers. Step it up to the X-Bolt Medallion with the fancy walnut and the blue, you know, glossy blue barrel, rosewood grip caps, checkering, forearm cap, all that beautiful, beautiful firearm harkening back to the day. But the X-Bolt Medallion, the X-Bolt Pro Series are all available at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Halethorpe, Lansdowne. The phone number, 410-242-6108, ClydeSportsShop.com, his website. Clyde's is open 7 days a week, been around since 1957. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and all hunting accessories, stop by Clyde Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood. Year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum side-by-side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025 or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what you're geared. tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find a real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties, Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, deer supplements featuring Tecumseh products, and all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders and accessories, apple cracker blocks, all that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, hunting blinds, deer feeders, and apple cracker deer feed, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed, 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. And the website, ChesapeakeSeedAndFeed.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Cause you can't stomp about and you can't make them run, cause we're the most boys raised on shotgun. We say grace, we say ma'am, if you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We're from North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Sing it, Hank. We can survive. I've got a neck roast in the crock pot. Barrett was gracious with sharing his venison. So I've had a cut done that I've not had in many years, and most butchers don't do it, but they will do it if you ask them. I don't know if you know it or not, but a neck roast usually goes into the ground meat or gets discarded altogether, which is such a waste. A neck roast has a very, very, very good tasting meat. You crock pot that thing, and you will, with the right seasoning, and it will be absolutely fall off the bone delicious. So I'm looking forward to that later today. It's in the crock pot. Spent a night in the crock pot with some nice seasoning and some beef broth. So 410 WCBM 680 is our phone number. We have a caller from Pennsylvania, Mike in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for holding on.
Good morning, Alan, and all the sportsmen in Maryland. I'm sorry I didn't call in earlier and get a chance to ask your guest about where the two bills in Maryland, Senate bill and House bill, banning lead, in Maryland was going, and if it was ever going to get out of committee or whatever, but it has disastrous implications.
No question.
And
no question.
I mean, it, really, when you think about big clubs like Thurmont and North Carroll and Carroll County and Pawnee, we're out of business. If that happens, we're done. And I just can't imagine how it could ever get anywhere.
Well, it's going to get somewhere on the National Wildlife Refuges. And, you know, that's going to be the test case for it. You know, look, they've already banned lead in waterfowl hunting. So, you know, it's a logical next step by the environmental community. You know what I mean? Really is. And, you know, apparently some condors ate some venison entrails or carcasses that were shot and wound up with lead poisoning as a result of, you know, bullet fragments. That's how this all supposedly started. I don't know if you remember that or not, but, you know, do I buy it that some random condors were tested for lead and they supposed that it came from hunters' bullets? What do you think?
Well, it's just, look, I live in Adams County.
Pennsylvania, sure.
Just right across there. Back in 1863, we had a pretty big battle up here.
Really?
Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of tons of lead.
Yep.
Got deposited in the soil. If lead ions were migrating in the soil and poisoning animals and people, do you think we'd still be alive up here?
Right. Right.
It's so, well. I run out of words thinking about this.
You can't say stupid anymore. You have to come up with a different adverb, adjective, whatever. You have to come up with a different word.
Alan, it's an agenda, and they want to.
No question.
And I think for the most part, they're after the land that our clubs possess. Just think about how much ground, Thurmont and Kearney and Carroll County, especially. That's valuable real estate.
No question.
They want to put houses on those places. All they got to do is get us off of there, and banning lead is going to do it. We're done.
No question.
Yep.
We're under assault, brother. We really are. So let's see what happens in the next 4 years.
Let's hope so, buddy.
All right, man.
Take care. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Yep. See you later. Who do we have next, Aaron?
That is Joseph in
Joseph
Parkville.
Got it. Joseph, good morning. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Alan. Listen, I was outside of a watering hole the other day, and there was a car was having problems getting started, and there was a lady standing there, and she mentioned the battery warehouse, and she mentioned a price for a car battery that was so much lower than I was used to because I'd had one a couple of years earlier. It wasn't my car, but I just thought I would mention that. We were not too far from the battery warehouse at Joppa and Perrin Parkway. So
good.
But she also mentioned to them how easy it was because they got it installed.
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to mention with Thanksgiving coming up, I don't know if you ever heard about the early studies, and they were trying to make things more healthy, and so they decided to come up with turkey chili. And it was really tasty. The only problem was is that they had to recall all the cans of it because they found out that the tryptophan from the turkey and the beans from the chili were getting together and forming sleeping gas.
Oh, no. Good grief. Sleeping gas. Huh? Tryptophan.
I found near a dairy that said, "Get high on milk, our cows eat grass."
That's right. Get high on. Who said it? Who said that?
I hope you will have a wonderful Thanksgiving along with all of your wonderful listeners. So
I appreciate that very much. Thank you. And you have now. I will tell you one if you got a minute.
I do.
Okay, you've heard. You know, the guy walked into a bar. You've heard all those jokes, right?
Yep.
Well, sometimes it starts out like this. A priest, a rabbit, and a minister walked into a bar.
Uh-huh.
And the bartender looked at the rabbit and said, how can I help you? And the rabbit said, I have no idea. I'm only here because of autocorrect.
Maybe the best one we've heard.
All right. Thanks for the call, buddy. Happy Thanksgiving. There we go. Anybody online there, Mr. Aaron?
No, we're all clear.
You liked that one, did you?
That was really good.
Well, that's funny. I'm glad I told one that somebody actually likes. So, well, I guess we have a minute to tell our folks about Spurrier's Tire Service, don't we? And we probably should. Morning, Brett. So, Spurrier's Tire Service, I love those guys. I mean, I really do. They do the best work, especially tires, you know, anything and everything. They work their butts off to accommodate you, and it doesn't matter if you've got a giant dump truck, a triaxle, or a big old piece of farm machinery with tires taller than your head, or you know, you've got a little Mini Cooper or an ATV or, you know, they've got the tires for everything. Any kind of trailer, you know, any kind of car. They have Bridgestone and Firestone tires. That's what they love. They're located, Spurrier's Tire Service, located at Dover and Elliott Roads, right there on the corner. Can't miss them. Right here in Easton, right off Route 50. But I can go on and on and on. You think of a piece of equipment, a vehicle, or any kind of machinery with a tire on it, Spurrier's can take care of it. And you know what? They do tire repair, too. They've done it for Tackle Box Tim on his way to Ocean City. They've done it for friends of mine that tell me about it when they're coming through on Route 50 and they have a tire problem. They'll stop right by their Spurrier's and they take care of them, and they're on their way in minutes. They've done it for me with a couple times I've punctured a tire being on the road so much. The last one was about a 6-inch deck spike of some kind. They took care of that as well. A tire repair, sometimes on the spot. In full service automotive repair, they'll check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. Their 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurrier's customers, including Robin and me, satisfied for well over 30 years. If you need tires, it's Spurrier's Tires. No appointment needed for tires. You need tires, you're worried about the quality of your tires to get through the winter, well, Spurrier's can handle that. 410-822-7384, Spurrier's Tire Service, Dover and Elliott Roads in Easton. 410-822-7384. The website, spurrierstire.com, 822-7384, Spurrier's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Hey, apple cracker deer feed blocks use the supercharged flavor of apples to attract deer. And apple cracker deer feed keeps them coming back with a blend of grains, protein, and minerals. Use the blocks, or if you have a feeder, use Apple Cracker Spinoff. Dirt Digger Minerals come in three flavors. Molasses Craze, Apple Craze, and Cherry Craze flavors blended with the best combination of scents and minerals that deer crave.
Applecracker deer feed, and Dirt Digger minerals are available at leading hunting retailers, hardware stores, and feed stores across the Mid-Atlantic. For a dealer locator, product information, or to become a dealer, visit applecrackerdeerfeed.com or call Stoltz Foose Mineral Supply at 484-429-3929. That's 484-429-3929, applecrackerdeerfeed.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Let's talk to Uncle Dale. Good morning, Dale in Easton. How are you this morning?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
I trust Robin is improving.
Robin is status quo at the moment. So, yep. And we can talk about that anytime you want.
But, yeah.
Yep.
Enjoyed your guest this morning. That was a nice topic.
Oh, Jack? Sure.
I missed the check-in stations too, Alan.
Oh, no question. No question.
Alan, you touched a nerve.
I did. Good.
You touched a nerve. You bought a Marlin 336.
I did.
That was my dad's deer rifle.
A 35 Remington?
Yep, 35 Remington. He bought it in 1964-65 at a place called GEM, Government Employees Manufacturers, first of the warehouse.
Wow.
Back in the early 60s. But he killed quite a few deer with that. What he did, Alan, he took the front sight, had that little leaf on it. He took it off and put a white dot on it. And the rear sight, he took it off and had a notch sight put on with two white dots. So you lined up the front white dot in the middle.
Yeah.
In line with the two in the rear, and you pull the trigger.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
I just had a new fiber optic front sight put on my reproduction muzzleloader, my custom muzzleloader that I use in the traditional season,
mm-hmm.
or the whatever. I guess it's traditional season. I replaced a little tiny brass bead that I couldn't keep shiny enough to reflect anything off with a fiber optic sight. And I'm looking forward to that because it makes a world of difference on the site when you can see it, yeah, especially on an open site.
Yeah,
this Marlin had a scope on it, but it was an old scope, not a very good scope. And I just said, take that thing off and we'll just dispose of it. Well, they gave it to me. Had the see-through mounts. You remember back in the day, people with open sight guns would have those see-through mounts, and then they'd wind up, couldn't figure out which one to look at when the deer came by.
Yeah.
You know, and what that those see-through mounts do, and I've never used them. I don't like them.
No.
You got to lift your face off the stock to look through the scope to see the crosshairs.
you couldn't keep your cheek low enough.
No, you can't. You can't. So I just took that off, and I plan on just using the open sights on that.
My dad wasn't much on scopes. He liked a good iron sight.
Yep. Well, I've taken a deer with my 1954 30-30 and my 1952 32 Winchester Special. I have a 1950 30-30 as well that I'm probably going to take one day this year, and I might take the 35 one day this year. I like shooting with open sights too.
Yeah.
You know, if you're just out there for a fun hunt, and it's just a lot of fun going, kind of stepping back in time, going back to the day,
My dad chose the Marlin because of the side ejection. He was not real fond of that top with the 94. He wasn't real fond of that.
Right, right.
So, but like I say, you touched a nerve, fella.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I really am. It's not a straight wall, but I do have my Marlin 450 in straight wall. And believe it or not, this week, having not been able to find ammo, a friend of mine got some at a gun shop. I found two boxes at a gun shop with the old price on it, And I found another box in a gun shop in Western Maryland of the 450 Marlin ammo. It's all the Hornady Lever Revolution stuff with the soft tip that you can load, pointed tip that you can load in the tubular magazine. Mm-hmm. And also got a box of the 35 Remington in the Lever Revolution. I like that stuff.
I was going to ask you, were you able to find 35 Remington? Because I'm not sure. I would think you'd have a hard time finding that.
They still make it, some of it, but it's hard to find, and it's not that inexpensive. Hey, look, if any of our listeners have any 35 Remington ammo, I will be coming to see you.
I think I've got a box or two of it, but I'm going to hang on to it in case somebody in the family wants to use it. But
absolutely.
It's not real common anymore.
Yep, got it. All right, buddy.
Alan, you have a good Thanksgiving. My best
you do the same. Thanks, man. See ya. Bye-bye. Did we talk to Lee and Towson. Okay. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Hi, Alan. Good morning.
Good morning. We're running out of time. How can I help you, buddy?
Hey, thank you for sending me that little thing on the rockfish. I think that we're going to probably send – I don't think we're going to see a moratorium, but I think we're going to see some more restrictions with lessening of seasons probably during the summertime to get the fish less stress. And
I think you're right on that.
I don't see a moratorium yet. If things don't get any better, we're going to see a moratorium. And, Alan, I'm all good. If we do see a moratorium, I'd like to see it implemented with some sort of, you know, me and our family, we all enjoy catch and release. And if it happens, it happens. I question the Young of the Year Index, how the accuracy, because a lot of the fish I'm catching are from the last 3 and 4 year year classes.
Right.
But I don't see the loss or less fish being caught in my boat. But, you know, whether it's it is a problem with it'll be interesting what they come up with catch reports and whatnot with commercial and recreational, and the Young of the Year is obviously a huge factor. And the fact that the Chesapeake Bay is 70% of the brood stock of the fishery, it's all left at the Atlantic States fishery to make the call, and it'll be interesting what other people think of this too.
Yep. Well, I appreciate it. We'll be talking again. And, look, you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. We've got to go here and finish out the show. And thanks for weighing in, Lee. We'll talk again, sure.
Okay. Take care, Alan.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Bye-bye. There he goes. What do I have to do, Aaron, to fill me in? Let me talk about Clyde Sports Shop one more time, and we can tell the folks about the shotgun shooting sports firearms, the BT-99, which is a trap-specific single-shot shotgun. It's got superior fit and reliability, all steel components. It's got a trap recoil pad and a walnut stock. It's a BT-99. It's a favorite of many trap shooters. And then there's the Satori. The Satori model over and under, they have three or four different versions of it, the CXT, the White Lightning. They've got a field model. If anybody's looking for a fine over and under firearm, the Satori from Browning is the one you want to think about. They all come with various styles of vented ribs on the top and various styles of choke tubes and so forth, but Clyde Sports Shop has them all. Satori, Citori from Browning. Clyde's is your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Halethorpe, Lansdowne, 21227. They've been around since 1957. The website is active. It's ClydeSportsShop.com. Clyde's is open 7 days a week, and the phone number is 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. 242-6108 for firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and accessories. It's Clyde Sports Shop. Backyard Billy's, right here in Graysonville. They're your headquarters for any home heating that you need, from fireplace inserts to freestanding wooden pellet stoves. They supply the pellets as well. For furniture, they've got a great deal on furniture with some great discounts, you know, on all the tables and chairs and outbuildings, the sheds, the greenhouses, the dog kennels, the chicken coops, and the other stuff for your yard, including gym sets for the kids. Think about that for Christmas, Grandma and Grandpa. Why not? All of that at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville, 410-827-4500. Backyardbillys.com. Hearth America has a Facebook page. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace, and we'll be right back.
It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range for handgun rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Old Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec spray-on truck bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
We'll probably cut the song short, so we'll just say get out, stay safe. Love your family. You got lots to be thankful for this week and throughout the year. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Pre-recorded show next week. Love your family. Love the Lord. Thanks, Aaron.